the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Larry Donnelly is with us, lecturer in law at the University of Galway and a bit of a golf nut. So Larry, will you be paying €500 a day to go and support, who would you support, the United States of America or Team Europe in the Ryder Cup?
Well, I'd still be supporting the United States of America, and it's always great crack at my own Wicklow Golf Club when I'm up there supporting the US and everyone else is roaring and screaming at me. It hasn't worked out too well for us as of late, but at any rate, no, I couldn't justify $499. That to me is way, way over the top. And I know that they're framing it by reference to what was charged at Bethpage in New York. That was $750 per day. And we saw what that wound up. It wound up into a rich playground for people who behaved absolutely appallingly. So I think
rich yobs, basically.
100%. And they saw the paying that much as a license to do whatever the hell they wanted. And as we talked about at the time, Matt, they behaved abhorrently. I think this is overshooting the mark, to be frank with you. We all know the Ryder Cup is a huge event. It's a huge event for Ireland. It's great that it's going to be here. But even after Italy, which I think was around 260, my anticipation was that they'd go for something like 299, which of course is a huge amount of money still. But I think 499 is absolute extortion. When you think about it, a family of four for a day out, €2,000 before they've even eaten or drank anything in terms, you know, whatever about accommodation or getting there. Now, this to me is really extortionate.
Larry, though, won't they be sold out within hours, if even an hour on Friday when they go in general sale?
They certainly will. They certainly will. I have no doubt that there are people who will see this, who will save and everything else. But my problem is that, you know, we've talked about this again before, is that, you know, golf should not be a game just for wealthy people. And it is not a game just for wealthy people if you look at the rates to play. But this sends a message that it is. It's going to be very elite. It's going to be very, very wealthy people. Perhaps some of us might get down to one of the practice rounds, which, again, are still pretty steep at €89 for adults, €20 for children. We might be able to swing that. But for the vast majority of people, even people who can afford it, can you really justify spending that kind of money, especially in a context where, as any of us who've been to major golf tournaments will know, it's more the experience of going. If you actually really want to watch all the action, you'll see a hell of a lot more on television.
Okay, how many people per day will be able to go to the actual competition days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday? And how many of those tickets are going to be exclusively reserved in the sale this Friday for Irish residents?
I haven't seen exact figures as to how many precisely. I heard roughly about a third is what I heard they anticipate. They're saying also that there's going to be about 250,000 people who will be there over the course of those 3 days. So obviously there's going to be a massive crowd. One of the things here that I think is responsible for the price going up so high is I heard a spokesperson say earlier on the radio that the demand from the United States is actually much higher than it was for Italy. And I think that's precisely because Ireland is such a golf destination. So we'll see how many of those tickets are purchased by Irish fans. I'd say an awful lot will be, but I think the demand from America will be absolutely enormous. And again, people will make it into a golf holiday.
I suspect a lot of them might be bought up by corporate interests. And I suspect a lot of people will end up going to the Ryder Cup on the basis of a company deciding it wants to bring various clients. That tends to be what happens. Or could it be that that'll be on separate hospitality packages, which will cost an awful lot more than €500 a day?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that was the case in Bethpage last time around. You can pay as much as you want. I mean, I know of people from Boston who went down to the Ryder Cup last year and spent upwards of $15,000 for 3 days entertainment. So if you are among the super rich, the sky's the limit. Yes, a lot of them will be bought up by corporate interests, hospitality, but still a lot of the ordinary tickets, I think, will be bought up by corporate interests. And there'll be a lot of people, as with every major sporting event, there'll be a lot of people who, real fans, real golfers, will say, why is that person there when a real golf person could be there? That's always the way with these big events, though.
Yeah, listener says, I was in Rome for the last home Ryder Cup. We attended on Wednesday through to Sunday. It was €2,100 for two of us. That's a reasonable holiday from Wednesday through to Sunday, 2,100. If you're a golf fanatic, I think you might pay that. But I wonder how much of this, Larry, is down to what's happening in the sports business anyway. And that's what most professional sport is a business. And how much of this is influenced by what goes on in the United States of America? Because how much would you pay to go to Super Bowl, or even, okay, Super Bowl may be an extreme example, but to go to even an NFL game in the States, how much does it cost to go to a big basketball game? Look at what's happening, for example, for the Football World Cup, where there's extortionate prices been set in many cities, added to which extraordinary charges for even taking public transport to the grounds.
Yeah, it's really preposterous. There's no justifying it. I mean, even for regular season, for instance, say American football or basketball games in my home city of Boston, you're talking hundreds of dollars per ticket. And then, as you say, the bigger the event up to and including the World Cup, you're talking thousands, even to the extent that, for instance, train fares and bus fares and everything else, they're being multiplied by 10 for fans going to the World Cup in the Boston area from what they usually are. So there's a huge amount of price gouging that's going on in sports. It is because it is a business, as you say. The other thing I think this is going to be attributed to is the general very rapid heightened cost of living, heightened cost of goods and services, that ultimately that's going to find its way into the ticket price. But I just don't buy that $4.99 is remotely acceptable. There is nothing more than price gouging going on there and maximum profiteering. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, another listener says you should discuss the cost of accommodation for the week. Some homes in Limerick are going for over €50,000. Is that actually happening, I wonder? Because I know in the United States, again, for the World Cup, apparently a lot of hotels are now dropping their prices. The prices that they set around the times of games in the World Cup, they're not being met. They're having to drop the prices. There was a lot of publicity about Airbnb rental prices for accommodation, not just in Limerick, but all the way into the Midlands, down into Cork, where people were thinking, okay, even if you're an hour or it could be 2 hours away from Adair, it'd be worth it to take a nice house, as people do when they go to the Masters in Atlanta. But are they really going to be getting $50,000 a house?
I find $50,000 to be very, very high. The figures I've been hearing are more in the range of 10 to 15, or you're even up to $20,000. And you're hearing that as far away as places like South Galway, for instance. So people who are homeowners in the area of Adair Manor, there's certainly an awful lot of money to be made. And I have heard of agency spokespeople who are linking people, especially from the United States, who are coming over looking for that type of accommodation. And there's a market there for it. $50,000 to me strikes me as very, very excessive. Perhaps that's a mansion that maybe some of the players might be staying at, or the players' extended families might be staying at. But I can't imagine many people, even the very, very rich, who will be traveling on this front, will be going to that level. But again, man, one of the things here again that really troubles me is just this association constantly and in the public mind of golf as this elitist game, etc. And there's no question there is that element too. But as anybody, and I know you play golf, Matt, as well, as anyone up and down this country will tell you, it's a lot bigger, it's a lot broader than that. And that's one of the things I find disturbing, is there's so many people who could get into golf, who'd love to go see it, who are just getting a start. $4.99 is just way out of that range, and that's very sad.
I suppose they'll say it's the law of supply and demand. The tickets will be snapped up even at that price. Okay, Larry Donnelly, thank you. A listener has actually sent me details of the rental site where you can actually get, where they're quoting 50,000. I'd say they might be quoting it, but I wonder, will they actually get it? Another listener says, the cost for the Ryder Cup seems extortionate, but the price of accessing any sports fixture in Ireland is rising. GAA All-Ireland Final, €100. Provincial matches, €35. As regards non-golfers of money or true companies attending, it's the same as an All-Ireland Final. True followers priced out. What is it? £160 now regularly for a ticket at rugby internationals as well.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.